Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, is the Watchman's latest article, Eternal Choices, Avenue of the Foolish and Absurd. Could it be the house of the foolish, absurd, and meticulously born and bred to destroy a free nation that at one time was the greatest country on earth? For Americans, this is God calling people to repentance through His servants who herald the gospel of Christ. This is a spiritual battle. Our hopes are high. The cost is tremendous. And the rewards are eternal. Make your choice, O people of this great land of America, and to the nations of men, make your choice. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Breaker, He Who Leads to Victory. Last Days, Perilous, Purposeful, and Prophetic. God's Eternal Clock of Redemption. Last Days, Perilous, Purposeful, and Prophetic. Featured on warn-usa.com, American Republic You Can Keep. Overcoming Miraculous Missions on Classic Warn Radio. Ordained Powers of God, Book of Romans, Part 25. Faith Facing Temptation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 95 on Battle Lines. And don't miss these Warn Radio episodes from Thursday, the 11th of January, 2024. Savior Redeemer, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 200 on Battle Lines. And Friday, January 12th, The Word of the Lord, Message and Messenger, Part 1. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storylines of The Rising is a truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Angus & Robertson. You can also get The Rising ebook on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. On this Thursday night.
Cold, minus something, 8, last I looked. Brr.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the 18th.
I
and
know.
We've got 12, 13 more days.
And tomorrow, it's going to be warmer. I think in this weekend, it's supposed to be in the 40s. Wow, what a change.
Yeah, that's a big change. We've been way below zero, frigid, cold, just absolutely bitter cold. And reminds me growing up in Wyoming, in another portion of Wyoming. And it got 40 below easy. I spent many winters... you know, that cold. But, you know, I was a lot younger. You know, all of us, we'd go out and the canal would be frozen and we'd be ice skating and, you know, we'd come back with rosy cheeks and rosy noses and, you know, we thought nothing of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something happens.
Yeah, something happens when you get older.
Yeah, you know. So at any rate, we're here in Isaiah. Wow.
Yeah, part 201.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, Everlasting Light, Isaiah's prophetic book, part 201, on battle lines. Everlasting Light brings us to the end of Isaiah's chapter 60, and we will soon be in Isaiah 61, very prophetic, and comes together with many prophetic verses throughout Scripture, and also confirms what the Lord says in the Gospels in the end of days and the great tribulation. This week we are focusing on the change that continues. While many in the church and in the world see the chaotic events surrounding us, the view from Scripture gleams hope, faith, deliverance, and fulfillment of the promises of God. And now back to you. I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. We're here in verse 18 of chapter 60. And starting out, now you see, the prophet has been doing this for quite some time now. And when he lays it out, you know, we're looking at promises that Israel would look at, you know, when it came into the land. And, you know, one thing, you know, that Israel had at one time, especially under David, who was a warrior king, he was able to defeat their enemies to where when he finally relinquished the reign to Solomon, his son, Solomon had a kingdom of peace because David had pretty much conquered all the enemies. And then, you know, you have Solomon in there, and he became really, really popular. People visited him because of his wisdom. You know, so there's always blessings. You know, when we're talking about God, and when we're talking, especially when we look at Judah, and the northern tribes fell by the wayside. They went another way after the Israel was split up. And so, and it was split up after Solomon's reign because of the sin that he committed. And so, in verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. And I think this is really, really important. You know, because we're talking about blessings here. We're talking about a country, you know, a nation like Judah. And But see, Isaiah is looking in the future. And when you go back to the time of Yahshua, Israel was still in the land, but the land was conquered by the Romans. And, you know, the Jews had a temple, but yet when the Messiah showed up, Yahshua, they didn't recognize him, didn't accept him. And, of course, it had to go that way because, you know, he's going to die on the cross providing atonement. And that's one thing that was needed, a blood atonement. So now we see here a land, there's going to be violence shall no more be heard in the land. Now we could say, well, you know, this applies to modern day Israel. Well, in some ways it does, in some ways it doesn't. Because, you know, these verses, you know, is really the total fulfillment is in a time of the thousand-year millennium when Yahshua has come back and Israel has recognized him. And so at any rate, violence shall no more be heard in the land, no more violence in the land, but the Lord shall bring peace, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. So the, and of course, this is where we look at, you know, no destruction, no violence. And it says, thy walls are called salvation and thy gates praise. Why? Because they're at the point where there's safety. It's safety. And they've got the Messiah there. And it's all these things look ahead to this time. And salvation has come, praise rising from the hearts of and lips fill the city. So this is not, you know, Judah today, and of course the northern tribes are broken up there somewhere. That's why we call them the lost tribes. But make no mistake, you know, when we talk about the coming of the Messiah, the Christians are going to be included as well, because their inheritance is through Yahshua as well, through Jesus. And so, you know, we're not talking about the fulfillment of just the Jews. And we're talking about the fulfillment when Christ comes. It's going to be for all of mankind. You know, there's going to be those of the Gentiles that are saved and those that are not. And there's going to be, even among Israel, there's going to be some Jews that, you know, it's not a one of those things where you say all the Jews are going to be saved. We know that, you know, there's a number of Jews that are secular Jews. And so, you know, there's some hefty prices here when we talk about this. Because, you know, heaven, even though it's open to everybody, not everybody's going to be there. In Isaiah 26, 1-4, now this is, you know, been quite a ways back, but it's still looking ahead. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open you the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth truth may enter in. Now see, I love that verse because when I see a righteous nation, I see the Gentiles who have been made, you know, conformable to the righteousness of Christ through the blood of Christ and his sacrifice, and they have believed on him. For by faith through grace have we been saved, not of works, lest someone should boast. By the works of the law shall no person be justified. That's all New Testament. And so somewhere in the middle of this, the Lord is going to heal everything and bring it together. But see, these are good verses because, you know, this is really what we're talking about for Israel. You know, right now they're fighting. Everybody wants to destroy them. You know, the Hamas had plotted and planned and did horrific things. You know, even today on social media, I put up one of our posts the other day, and it was our advocacy for the persecuted church. And of course, this guy sent me a big response to that because he said, well, you know, Christians in Israel are also persecuted. Well, You know, I can debate that. There are those, and there always been those, radical Jews that would indeed kill a Christian if they could. But see, we know personally, and I've interviewed Christian a leader from there, very popular one, and years ago, and I still keep track on it. We know what is going on in Israel, but our advocacy show covers the persecuted church, the Gentiles, and we also talk about Israel from time to time. And of course, he was bringing it up probably because the recent stuff that's happened in Israel. But so, you know, these are the things, you know, people, you know, no, we're not going to cover advocacy every week for Israel, because it's more than just Israel, whether you like it or not. The Jews, you know, and it's the Gentiles together. There's more than just the Jews in this. God always intended that. And Yahshua, yes, he went to the Jews, but they rejected him. But yet, the apostles were Jewish. The Messiah was Jewish. And Paul, one of the top people, you know, in the church in Jerusalem during the time of the Romans, you know, he definitely was a Jew, but the Lord appeared to him and told him to go to the Gentiles and bring the good news. So Christ made a special effort to bring in the Gentiles. So when we're talking about eternity, we're talking about Jews and Gentiles, male, and even Paul says that. You know, it's not going to be male, you know, male, female, Jew, and Gentile. We're going to be all one in Christ. And that's what it is. We're unified in Christ, the Messiah, the King. And so when we look at this, yes, this is talking about that in the land of Judah, and he is going to do that. And open ye the gates, that the righteous nation with keepeth truth may enter in. Now, if you take it in the context, you would look at the land of Judah, but this is a lot bigger even in the land of Judah, because although we have the lost tribes of Israel, there's still some of them being found right now, and they're going to be brought back because there's promises to that. So, you know, you got to be careful when you're talking about this, because there are a lot of prophecies on every end of this thing. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. That's a scripture that is good for Christians. You know, Christians love the Old Testament. Christians love Judah and all the tribes. But see, there are those Israelis, those Israelites, and I could name a group here, but, you know, there has been persecution of Christians in Israel. There just has. And now, though, Netanyahu, who leads everything, is very favorable to Christians. And the one thing about Israel needs to wake up to, in this case Judah, is that Christians love the house of Israel. You know, and, you know, we believe on the Messiah too. We believe in our God and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the Messiah and he came. And so we believe on that. We get in there into the scriptures, you know, and we talk about Israel and Judah. And there's a lot of these things that apply to us right here. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Do you know what a Bible that the apostles used to study to teach the Gentile church? They used the Old Testament, or in other words, the Tanakh. That's what they did. So it's you got to understand, this is where we're at, whether you like it or not. The Gentiles ain't alone, and neither is Israel. And God is going to bring them both out. He's able to do that. Now let's keep going. Revelation 19, 1 through 10, the kingdom come. And of course, this is the kingdom coming in Revelation. And this is very relevant, because, you know, you talk about peace and joy, I mean, when you get into Revelation, we have the kingdom of God set up. And we have it descending out of heaven. You know, it's not just for Gentiles. That's the city that the Jews are waiting for, too. And, of course, Zechariah even points out a lot of this when the Lord comes. So we have a pretty good idea as to when the Lord's going to appear in the time frame of all this. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And, of course, this is when the Christians are being persecuted, and there's going to be a great many believers that are going to die for their faith. And of course, there's going to be the Jews are going to face a lot of that too. And again, they said, "Alleluia," and her smoke rose up forever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, "Amen." And a voice came out of the throne, saying, "Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." Now see here, it says quite plainly, "all ye his servants." He didn't say, "all you Jews." He didn't say, "all you Gentiles." He didn't say, "all you blacks." He didn't say, "all you whites." He didn't say, "all you people from China." Christ isn't coming back for bias and racial nonsense. When he sets up a kingdom, we're all in there equally through the blood of Christ, and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we don't float that boat. Now, a lot of people like to bring up that. Matter of fact, there's a lot of woke in America today that hate whites, that would love nothing better than to string up whites. I know, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and so has Tower, and we've covered some of those that were doing this years ago. We know very well they're still there, or people like them. So understand this, we're in this together, both Jew, Gentile, male, and female, whether the devil likes it, or whether America likes it, or whether China likes it, it doesn't matter. Even North Korea, because there are Christians in North Korea, in China, all around this world, people who are dying for their faith, people who are suffering for their faith, and Christ is coming back for them because they've been faithful, they've been blood-washed and born again. And so the Jews have to get used to this, the Jews need to understand this, and God will, he will teach them. Now, Romans chapter 11 will give you a little more on Paul's teaching when it regards to Israel, because God is not done with Israel. And he's not done with the Gentiles either. He's going to bring us together. And a voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye servants, you that fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a mighty thunderings, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come." Now see, the marriage of the Lamb, that is, of course, this is Revelation, that is not Jewish. The marriage of the Lamb, matter of fact, does have, you can find the, you know, a lot of stuff in it. And I forgot the Jewish teacher, he was a Gentile, and he died, and he used to give good teachings on this thing with the marriage of the Lamb, and his wife has made herself ready. And of course, the marriage of the Lamb is Yahshua, and the wife is the church. And her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith to me, "Write, blessed are they which are called unto this marriage supper of the Lamb." And he saith unto these are the true sayings of God. Now see, I'm sorry, Israel, you're not going to have heaven to yourself. You're going to have a multitude of those on the Hebrew line, and you're going to have a multitude of Gentiles who were grafted in through Christ. And God had always made plans to save Gentiles, to make a plan for all people. And Micah 2, chapter 4, 2 through 4 says, And many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we'll walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now see, that's when Zion, you know, this says Zion and, you know, and Jerusalem. And guess what? Jerusalem and Zion is something Christians hold dear. Zion, we know what that is. The Lord, we know what they're talking about here. And there is going to be a law going forth because Yeshua is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And he shall judge. And guess what? The Christians, the believers who were born again, you know, they're going to be kings and priests unto God. I mean, that's what it says in scriptures. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. And nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Well, the reason that, or the reason is because when Yahshua comes back, he will destroy the Antichrist, the beast rather, and all the armies of the world that had gathered around Israel to destroy everything and keep, because they don't want Yahshua coming back, but they get defeated. And Psalm 72, 3 through 7 has this, The mountains shall bring peace to the people and the little hills and by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people and he shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. And they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. And he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish in abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. And these are all things that talk about the hope. You know, when we look at this, there are many groups today looking for their own version of heaven. But there's only one king, Yahshua. He is the Almighty in Revelation chapter 1. Period. There's not going to be two kingdoms of Christ. There's not going to be two kingdoms of God. There's going to be one. And in it are going to be the Jews because of the promises that they were given. And right now, there are a lot of messianic believers in Israel. So when this guy says, well, Israel persecutes Christians, he isn't exactly fully informed. He may even live there. But we personally know of Christians and organizations who are Jews, who are born again Christians, and we call them messianic believers. So make no mistake, you know, you can say all you want it, but in this time of misinformation, you know, make sure that Christ is not going to forget the Jews, and he's going to appear to fulfill what they expect, but they're also going to repent when they see him. And the root of Jesse, an ensign and a flag of the people, that's Isaiah 11. We've covered this, but they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth glorious shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now see, you can look in Revelation and a lot of the end of days scriptures that the Gentiles believe, and you're going to find that this doesn't challenge Christian faith at all. This is exactly what we expect. We know the knowledge of the Lord will cover the whole earth, everything, everywhere. And that's what we want. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. And to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be. And that root of Jesse is Yahshua. We call him Jesus Christ in the English, but his messianic name is Yeshua HaMashiach. It says right there, to this root, it's going to stand for an ensign of the people. It's going to be a sign. And his banner over us is love, Scripture says.
Thank you, Lord.
So in Isaiah 60, we're coming to verse 19. And this is Kyle and DeLeish. I wanted to give you a little bit of this. Because Kyle and DeLeish are messianic. They're very good in these particular areas. It's Hebrew. The prophet here has found the most complete expression for that which has already been hinted at in such prophecies in Isaiah 4:5, Isaiah 30:26, and Isaiah 24:23. As the city receives its light, neither from the sun nor for the moon, this implies what Revelation 21:25 distinctly affirms, that there will be no more night there. And there won't be any night there because the glory of the Lord will lighten everything. So the closing of chapter 60 ends with a celebration of the glorifying of Jerusalem through the shining of Jehovah as its everlasting light and through the form of its ever-growing membership. I like that. Which is so well-pleasing to God. The prophecy returns to the thought which it set out and by which the whole is regulated, that is, that Jerusalem will be light. This leading thought is now unfolded in the most majestic manner and opened up in all its eschatological depth.
Boy, that's a word.
Yeah, I haven't said eschatological for a long time. You know, they can't just say eschatology, but it's eschatology with the logical on it. So this is 60 in verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. Now here's the kicker. This is what we're waiting for. I don't know about anybody else, but this is what I'm waiting for. The sun is not going to shine. It shall be no more light by day. Why? Because there's a greater light. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. Why? Because there's not going to be night, because there's a greater light. And the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God and thy glory. Now that's what we wait for. With all the garbage, all the lies, all the filth, all the stuff that's going on, there's going to be a day of peace. There's going to be a day when someone will be here, our God and our King, who will bring in peace, who will bring in perfect weather, who we will be in glory with. Now, the other thing I like, and I wanted to bring this up, is the prophecy of Simeon. And this is when he recognizes who Yahshua was. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, in other words, the Messiah. And the consolation of Israel is a term for Israel because they had been judged, both houses. They went into captivity. It was humiliating for them. And Israel was so great under Solomon and under David. And then all of a sudden being carried away. So when you get to the fact that they're all in Jerusalem now, the Romans have it, and they have a temple, and all of a sudden the Messiah was born. Now,
where,
see
where
the
is that chapter?
That's Luke chapter 2.
Thank you.
And verses 25 through 32. And so when the child came in, Simeon recognized him because he was a just man and he was devout. And it says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now that would have been a fabulous promise. For him, just think, this guy is one of the few first one. There was a woman, Anna, I think her name was, and there was Simeon. But he's among the very first, see, because he's in the temple all the time seeking the Lord. And so he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now, for all the Jews out there, while, you know, you don't read Luke, you read your own, but yet this is an inclusion where we find the Gentiles and Israel mentioned in the same sentence when referring to the Messiah. So this Messiah, which we as believers believe in, is the same Messiah that Jews believe is the Messiah and the Lord. Now, there's a lot of Jews that don't believe now, but God will bring them in. Now, see, if you don't want to believe it, that's up to you. But this is truth. And every day in America, and I seen this the other day, some writer came out and said that all the Bible is just fiction. Well, people have said that before, but see the Bible, see the problem we have with these people. You cannot discern the things of the Spirit through the flesh. And God says you must be born again of the Spirit, not of the flesh. As Christians, we're not born again in the flesh. This flesh has to die. It is appointed to all men, therefore, to die. And then after this, the judgment. God doesn't redeem your flesh. Now, while you're in the flesh as a Christian, he'll heal it for you. But this body is going to be put off. This body is the fallen body. Because your spirit is what is redeemed, not your flesh. And God's going to give you a body. And you're going to be changed. You're going to be changed so much that you'll probably have no idea until it happens. In verse 20 it says, the sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Now you see, if you take it from the standpoint of Israel, Israel was, you know, Judah was carried captive to Babylon. The northern tribes are carried away captive by Sennacherib's father back to Assyria. So they know very much about mourning. And we can follow the trials of the Jews from Germany even to this present day. But Israel is in the land now. Israel is fighting for its life. But one day the Messiah is going to come. One day the Messiah is going to deliver Israel finally and fully. And at that time they will recognize fully who he is. And there will be great mourning among the people. Great supplication and weeping, because the Messiah will have brought the fullness and the completion of the suffering of Israel into the heavenlies with himself. And their suffering will be finally, fully completed. And they will be perfected. But of course, before they do all that, we're all going to be in the millennial reign of Christ for 1,000 years. And by the way, heaven, everything's going to come down here on earth. But see, you know, the meek are going to inherit the earth. Do you really think that you're all going to live over in Jerusalem? No. You're going to be free. Earth will be free of the curse. It'll be like a global, you know, a world Garden of Eden. It'll be perfect. I get excited just thinking about it.
Yeah. Amen.
So verse 20, the sun shall no more go down. No more days than nights. Neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. In other words, your sin, striving to be saved, striving to get through this, being persecuted, going through tribulation, having problems, now that causes mourning. And being torn away from your God, if you're a true believer. But see, now today, right now, through Christ, we are brought nigh unto the throne of God. So, while you say that the Bible and the Word of God is nothing to you, you need to be born again by the Spirit. And then God will bear witness. His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. But you must be born again to the Spirit. And you can read John chapter 1, John chapter 3, 1 John 1, 1 John 5. Read all of 1 John. You can go back and read Romans 3 through 7, talking about repenting of sin. You need to understand this. Israel isn't my enemy. And there's others. I can tell you, for all these people running around as Muslims trying to kill and destroy Israel, I got news for you. There is many, many, many Muslims that are getting saved and coming to the Lord. Now, I got news for you. Because God never intended for Ishmael to go to hell. But I can tell you, Muhammad and all the others, they're not going to be in a good place. And many, many Muslims have come to the Lord because the Lord has revealed himself to them. Now see, America and a lot of the liberals don't want you to hear this. They don't want any preachers to talk about the truth here. But the sun shall no more go down. Neither will the moon withdraw itself, because it always disappears. It goes around, and you can see it for a while in the morning, and then it leaves and goes around the other side. But the Lord is going to be the everlasting light. And the days of your mourning, why are you mourning? Because you're a sinner. You're going through trouble. You're departed from your God. And even if you're a Christian today, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. In Revelation 12:11, it says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The last part, loved not their lives unto the death. Loved not their lives unto the death. That's because they're martyrs. Understand that. This is not a game. This is real. We are in the end of days, and the devil's mattered, and you know what? And he has not just marked Israel. You sit over there and you talk about Israel. Israel has an army and they're fighting back. Millions of Christians are getting killed and murdered. And why? Because they don't fight back. They don't want to kill. I know, we cover that. And so, when you talk about Israel killing Christians, persecuting them, it's not like that, like it used to be. So you need to rethink yourself. And it's not like they're friends. But see, we know what real persecution is. Christians are getting burned out of their homes. They're getting slaughtered. Moms are getting killed. Dads are getting killed. Children are getting killed. All over. So don't try to tell me who's getting killed and who isn't. At least Israel can stand up. But many of these Christians that are getting killed are in nations where people don't care. Even America doesn't care. Some people say they do, even in Congress. But we've been covering the persecuting church as an advocate for many, 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 many years. And it seems like nobody really cares about these Christians just getting slaughtered. You go into your church, have a Sunday morning service, they show up and kill you. Or they shoot at you, wound you, kill you, and then they'll light the building on fire and burn you to death. That's the reality. And American Christians, you better wake up. So at any rate, so in verse 20, there's so many here. And when you look in Revelation, you can see a lot of this come together. See, and this is, as Kyle and DeLeish look at it, they quote Hoffman, who says there will still be both sun and moon. And that's what I was saying earlier. But the glory of the Lord outshines them. But they're still there. And see, Christ is going to be there, which is the presence of the manifestation. It's not just the manifestation of the presence, but he'll be there. Revelation 21, 22 through 27, and I saw no temple there, and for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, or whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but those which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And then there's where John talks to the angel, verse 13 through 17. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, this is in his vision, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and lead them into the living fountain of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now you can believe what you want to, but I believe that. Matter of fact, I'd go there, and from reading it even now, I'd just be tearing up because I made it. And I'm there. And, you know, the Lord is there. And you will know the Father. Now, I want to give you one verse. I'm skipping down a little bit because I want to get to this. 35:10. This is really one of my favorite verses.
Is that Isaiah?
Yeah. Isaiah 35:10. You need to mark that. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and sadness, a gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, if you've ever seen the pictures of the Israelites, the Jews, coming back from a world, you know, and coming on the shores of Jerusalem and that whole area in boats with not much with them, and they get on the beach and they're singing and dancing because they're so glad to be back in their land. You know, as a Gentile, I was never estranged from my land. The land I hope for is the one that Yahshua promises us, to be with Him. But when I see the ransom, the Lord shall return and come to Zion. You know, right now there are Jews that are being kept by Hamas, when in actuality they're the people, the captives that have come out there. It says all the people in Gaza are part of Hamas, and so all of these are being watched by Gazans who are there supposedly, and some of them are in caves. Now, see, when you talk about ransoming somebody, you have the price of the life of that person. And you have someone that is going to take that life unless you give them whatever they want. And the ransom of the Lord shall return. You see, the only way that Israel can be returned to anything is through the Lord. The Lord takes care of the ransom, and He did it Himself on the cross for the Gentiles. Now He's going to move, and there's going to be a lot of things happening around Israel and in the world, and there's going to be more persecution. But one day, that'll be our song. And the ransom to the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. Why? Because they've been redeemed. The Messiah appeared to them. They know Him. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Malachi 4, 1 and 2. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. In other words, you're going to be blessed. The day of the Lord comes. And so I give you these scriptures to help you picture, you know, this thing, what the prophet is talking about. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be the everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. And the Jews have mourned. Christians are mourning now, many of them, thousands of them, because they've lost a son or a daughter or a wife or a husband. Our friends have seen an entire family destroyed, or pastors are getting killed, and they are. So you need to understand that this salvation, this redemption, is more than for the Christians, and it's more than just the Jews. For the same God that made the promises to Israel, he is the same God that sent Yeshua, his only begotten Son, to die on the cross for our sins. And he went to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. And many Gentiles have mourned. Because death hurts. Not having peace hurts. Not having hope hurts. Chaos hurts. Instability hurts. And then there are those that cause this on purpose. And that is why this is called tribulation. Because not all people want to do good. There are those who are willing to destroy the earth in order to be the top dog to run the earth. But when Christ comes again, he's going to destroy those who have destroyed the earth. Father, thank you for your word. Bless this word to those that hear it whenever they hear it. Lord God, bless them. Help them to understand this. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Okay, Tower.
Okay. That's going to be amazing. And it's exciting to think about this. And it's just going to be amazing that the Lord will be our everlasting light. You won't need the sun or the moon or the stars.
No, we won't. Well, it's time to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. We love you. We pray for you. Please pray for your Christian brothers around the world, brothers and sisters, and pray for us. And may God richly bless you for all you do for him. God bless you. Good night.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles. Check out all the other stuff. We have tons of articles, tons of teachings that we've done over the years. And we don't charge you for it. Take advantage of it while it's here. Good night, everybody. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. May he direct your steps in the way that you should go. And may he bless you and your family with peace and safety in Jesus' name. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.